maybe a couple of parents or anybody else that wants to be involved can certainly do that. Everybody else can turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 14, the book of Numbers. In the Old Testament, we have Numbers, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, okay? The fourth book of the Bible. We'll go to Numbers, chapter 14. All right, Numbers chapter 14 is where we're going to be at. So here's a question. And I'm going to ask the children this question, but you adults, you might have these as well. My question, kids, is what is your favorite Bible character? And I want you to think just for a moment. Avery didn't even have to think. Okay, think. Avery, who's your favorite Bible character? Joshua. Joshua's a good one. I tell you what, Joshua. Certainly helping after Moses leading the people to the promised land. Joshua, tremendous individual. Yes, sir?
Daniel.
Daniel. And it happens to be your brother as well. That's pretty amazing. that's an amazing thing right there, that your favorite Bible character is your brother. Anyway, no, I know he's talking about Daniel. That was in the lion's den, Daniel. That he did. He was a good. That's a good one, Colin. Who's yours? Elijah's favorite. Now, go figure. Elijah's favorite Bible character is Elijah. Should I ask him what Elijah did? Maybe not right now. But yeah, that Elijah was a good Bible character for sure. Who else? Who else? Favorite Bible characters, Bible stories. Yes, sir. David. Daniel's favorite is David. You know what? I agree. I like David a lot too. He was just a guy to, he did some wrong things, but he did a lot of right things. That's good. You got a good Bible character there. So that's a good one. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yes. Moses. Moses, I tell you what, Moses was certainly a man that did a lot of good things. He followed the Lord, and he did right. So that's good. Anybody else want to share? Yes, sir. Samuel. How did I figure that one? Okay. I just thought when I saw your hand go up, Sam, I thought for sure he's going to say Samuel. And I was right. That's good. I knew, and as soon as I was telling him that, I thought the guy next to him was going to say Nehemiah for sure. Let's guess Malachi. Pastor Dan, Daniel, you're right. Shalissa. There's a close one in there, close to that. But anyway, you know, we all have favorite Bible characters. Adults, anybody want to share who's some of your favorite? I know as adults maybe say, I don't have a favorite, but what are some good ones besides the ones that these as you said?
Mary Magdalene.
Okay. Yes. Ruth. Anybody else?
Apostle Paul.
Gideon. Gideon. Wow. Abraham. It's like, how can you pick a bad one, right? Some bad ones, I guess. And another one.
Genesis.
In Genesis? There's a lot of good people in Genesis, wasn't there?
Change
it to James. Following the children. James, you could come up here, sit down with us. All right. Well, you know what? It's good to have different Bible characters. I don't know that I have a certain one that I would pick, but there's been a guy that's been one of my favorites throughout, since the first time I did a study on him, and not a lot is said in the Bible about this guy. And I'm just going to give, anybody want to guess who my favorite Bible character, just the children. Who?
Moses.
He's a good one, but he's not the one that I picked, okay? I don't think you're going to pick him. Any thoughts? Who said Caleb? I think David said Caleb. Yep, Caleb is right. Caleb is the guy that I have picked. The thing is you probably don't know a lot about Caleb. I'll give you an interesting fact, and I'm only telling you this since there's no Calebs in the room. You children know what Caleb means? Now, there's a couple definitions, but Caleb means dog. Now, that's kind of funny. Now, there's some other good parts to Caleb about that, but it literally means dog. Now, that's an interesting fact. Now, we're not going to talk about the fact that Caleb wasn't a dog, okay? He was a man of God, okay? Now, I want all of you to look at Numbers chapter 14, and I want you to see verse 24. Not a lot is mentioned about Caleb. And Caleb is mentioned, I don't even know how many times, but almost every time he's mentioned, almost the same phrase is brought up about him, okay? Almost every time, the same thing. Now, but this one, Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24, it adds a little significant thing about Caleb, okay? And you kids, I want you to listen to this. This is going to be very important for you, okay? Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24. Let me read that. I've got it in my notes here, okay? So here's what it says. You can all follow. But my servant Caleb. Now, what's interesting about this is he starts with the word but. That's telling you that there's something different about this guy. So it's something different than the rest of the guys. But my servant Caleb. But my servant Caleb, because, and now he's telling you why he was different. Because he had another spirit with him. That's the first thing. Because he had another spirit with him. And then second of all, and hath followed me fully. Then he ends with, because of those two things, him, Caleb, will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed, that means his children, shall possess it. God gives Caleb a big blessing because of this. Okay, now, hopefully you're there in Numbers chapter 14. Kids, did you find, children, did you find Numbers 14, 24? I know if you don't have your Bible with you, look unto the person next to you. Okay, I want you to see this. This is, children, this is a good verse that you need. As children, we need this verse. Adults, we need this verse as well. Very important for us to learn about this favorite Bible character of mine, the man Caleb. Why was Caleb so unique and different? Well, it was because he was willing to be different. Kids, do you know that it is so easy to just try to be like other people? In fact, when you come to church, it's just easy to, well, the other kids are doing that, so I'm going to do that. Or the other children are talking like this, and I'm going to talk like that. Or the some kids are saying this, I'm going to say that too. It's very easy for us to follow. Now, is following a good thing? It is. In fact, we're going to see in this verse that following can be good, but kids, let me ask you another question. Can following be bad? Can it? How so, Cohen? Okay, so somebody could say something bad, right? And if you follow them, then you're going to do the same thing, right? That's not a good way to follow. We easily follow bad, and that's not good. So following people can be good, and we'll see that in just a moment, but following can be bad if we're following something that's not right. Now, let me tell you something. The other guys that were around Caleb, there was a lot of guys that were not doing right. These guys would get together, and there were some things about these other guys. They were fearful. They allowed things in their lives to scare them, and it kind of caused them not to trust God. They were very fearful men, and they didn't respect God. They didn't really worship God the way they ought to. There were certain guys that some of you already said that really followed the Lord. You know, I think of David. You know, that David was mentioned. I think Daniel mentioned David. David was a man that, you know what, he wasn't afraid of things, was he? You know, when the lion came and he was able to take care of the lion. And when Goliath came, he was able to take care of Goliath. Why was he such a... Because he trusted in God. You see, the men that were around Caleb, they weren't trusting God. But the Bible says in this verse that Caleb was different. He was different, and he was different because of two things. And the first thing that it said was what? Look down at your verse. What was the first thing that we read of why he was different? Because what? What was the first thing that it was said? What, Avery? Another spirit. Okay, you almost got it. Another spirit. And I'll tell you what that means, okay? Another spirit. The word another means different. It wasn't like the other ones. So let's say, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of you children sitting in the front row. In other words, another different means like he was different than the other 11. So if you've got 12 here, maybe there was 10 or 11 that were a certain way and they were doing certain things, and Caleb and probably Joshua with him were different. They were different, okay? All right, children, stand up, okay? Now, let's have all of you children stand right here in a group, kind of come together. You don't have to be super close, but just kind of come together a little bit, okay? Some of these children are small, and some of these children, Chloe and Malachi, are getting pretty big, right? All right, okay, come together just a little bit more. All right, this is the whole. This is the group. You see the group out here? Okay, this is a group. But there were two individuals, and just because they're in the end, I'm going to have Daniel and Cohen, I want you to step aside over here. Why don't you two come right over here? A little bit further, a little bit more. Cohen, can you just come a little bit further? There we go. Now, look at this. Here's the group. These guys, they've kind of moved over, and they're different. And that doesn't mean a bad thing. That's a good thing. They were not like the rest. Okay, thank you, kids. Sit down. There was something different about them than the rest of the group. Now, the rest of the group, they were not... Listen, okay, get everything situated here. The rest of the group, eyes up here, the rest of the group, they were not trusting God, and they were doing what they wanted to do. Caleb, here in this verse, it says that he was different. He wasn't like this group. There was something different about him. And what does it say in the verse that was different? He had another what? Spirit. What does that mean, though? He had another spirit. Now, let's just understand this, kids. We know that in the Bible, there's someone called the Holy Spirit, right? And that's God. The Holy Spirit is God. And the Holy Spirit, when we get saved and we trust in Jesus, he lives inside of us. This spirit in this verse is not talking about the Holy Spirit. It's just the word spirit. And the word spirit, when you learn about that word, means the movement of air. Have you ever stood in front of a fan and it blows on you? Okay, a fan. There's air that's moving. You can't see it, but you can feel it, right? When you're in front of a fan, you can feel the air on you, and there's moving air. It said in this verse that Caleb had a different movement of air. Now that's still confusing to me. Caleb had a different moving of air? Did he carry around a fan with him or what? Okay, let's talk about this a little bit more. It's interesting that air in life signifies life. Do we need air to live? Have you ever tried to hold your breath and stay alive? Now, you're probably successful because you can't do it. You keep breathing. After a certain while, you need air, right? You need air to keep living. Okay, we need air. Air is life. When we look at Caleb here, it says that he had a different movement of air. He had a different movement of his life. There was something different in his life. There was something that moved him in life. His spirit, it moved him in life differently than the rest. You see, these other guys, they did things because, well, everybody else is doing it. They did things because, well, we just don't know that God can do that. We think Goliath is too big, or these people are, those giants in the land, they're too, we can't do this. God's not big enough. And they all listened to each other. This group right here, you know, they were standing here together and they were like, do you think that God's strong enough? Like, I don't know. Those guys are pretty big. Yeah, did you see them? And all together they talked and they just thought, God's not big enough. God's not strong enough. And we don't think that we should do all this. And they all talked with each other. And you know, there might have been one in the group that was like, boy, shouldn't we be trusting the Lord? But you know, this guy over here that was like, I know better than that. My mommy and daddy told me that I need to trust the Lord. I need to trust him. You know, and they might have been even thinking, I should trust the Lord. But you see, they were wanting to be the same. There was nothing different about them, and they would listen to other people, and they just thought, well, the rest of the group thinks this. I guess I'm going to think that too. Now, let me tell you kids something. That is very dangerous to do, to follow other children that are not doing right. Now, listen. You should never follow anybody else that's not doing right. You come to church and there's some children that are doing certain things and you know that it's not right. You know that it's wrong. Maybe they're talking about something that ought not be talked about. You know, it's very easy to fit in with the group. It's really easy. We want to fit in with the group. But if God doesn't want us to do that, you know what we should do? We should be different. Like Daniel and Cohen, they were over here. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do right. Just because other children are doing it doesn't mean that you should do it as either. Just because they're doing it does not make it right. Kids, I want to tell you, that's going to be one of the biggest and the most important lessons in life, is that you realize that you need to do right because it's the right thing to do. You don't do things because of other people, they wanting you to do that. It's easy to do that. I know for myself, when I get with a group of people, I kind of want to be like them. But see, there was something different about Caleb. Caleb said, you know, everybody else is doing that, but not me. I'm going to do right. See, he had another spirit. That's what it means. He had something different in life that he cared more about. Who? Who do you think Caleb cared more about? Did he care about his friends? Or did he care about God? Yep, he cared. He cared about the Lord. He cared about God. And see, kids, that's what we need to see. First of all, why Caleb was so different is because he cared more about what God thought than what his friends thought. And that's the first thing that I want you to notice about Caleb. And this is why Caleb's one of my favorite guys. I like Caleb because Caleb was willing to be different. He didn't feel like he had to fit in with everybody else. Kids, that's going to be one of your biggest temptations in life, is to be different. Now, God's not asking you to go out and be funny, you know, different like that. He's not telling us just to be as different and funny as you can so that people know you're different. No, we don't be different for the sake of being different. We be different for the sake of God, okay? We're different because it's the right thing to do. That's more important than, it's not so much the idea of being different, it's being what God wants you to be, being willing to say no to the group. All right, children, so you come into church and there's a group of children that are doing something and it's not right. What should you do?
Be different.
Be different. Don't do that. Step aside. Say, you know what? I'm going to do right. Just because all the other children are doing it doesn't mean I should do it. You know that God had good words to say about Caleb because Caleb was willing to be different. He had something about him in his life that he was saying, listen, it doesn't matter what the group does. I'm going to do right. Kids, I want to tell you something. There's 12 of you right up here. Do you know that there is that there? If there would be 12 people, 12 young people in this church that would stand up and do right no matter what anybody else did, if there would be 12 of you that would do right, God could change not only this church, but God could change this whole town because of 12 young people that were willing to do right. It's true. The question is will you do right? I'll tell you that it's easier just to be a part of the group. It's so much easier. Nobody thinks you're weird or funny. You just kind of fit in with the group. Most people want to be in the group. But I'll tell you what, it takes a strong man and a strong young lady to say, you know what, I know everybody else seems to be doing it. But my mommy and daddy don't want me to do that, and God doesn't want me to do that. I'm willing to be different. See, Caleb had another spirit about him. He had another spirit. He was different. Kids, will you be willing to have another spirit? Would you be willing to do right even if all the rest of your friends, it might even be your brothers and sisters, even if they all do wrong, are you willing to say, no, I'm going to do what's right? That's one of the reasons why Caleb is one of my favorite guys. Because Caleb was willing to be different. There's a second thing that said there. Look down at your Bibles. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. What's the second thing that was mentioned? Because he had another spirit and what? Because he had another spirit is the first thing. What's the second thing? He had another spirit and he... I know you can read. Tell me. What is it? Somebody tell me. Malachi? He followed the Lord. Tell me every word. What does it say? And hath followed me, what? Fully. That's another reason why Caleb was so unique, because he fully followed the Lord. Do you know that six or seven times that of Caleb, it said he's the son of Jephunneh. It says, it doesn't always say about another spirit, but every time it's brought up, it says that either the word holy or fully is always mentioned. You check it out. Check out all the references to Caleb, and you'll find that this guy, it says that he wholly or fully followed God. Now, we started off by saying following is not always right. And if you're following other people that are doing wrong, that's not good. When is following right? When is following right? When you're following God. And if I could add to that, Sam, when you're following God or following other people that God has given to you that are doing right, it's good to follow other people. You know, everybody step up here again, okay? Step up here and let's get the group. All get in a group. And this time, Cohen and Daniel are going to be in the group, so come together, group. Okay, now, this isn't real. This isn't true. But we're just pretending that this group... Oh, I love you too. Thank you for giving me a hug. Okay, let's just say that this whole group, for right now, for this illustration, let's say that you're doing wrong. You guys are not doing good, okay? Let's say you're doing wrong. So you're doing wrong, and there's somebody in the group, and his name's Cohen. Cohen is like, I heard what Pastor Madrid preached about. I can't do that. And so, Cohen, let's say that you are going to make a choice to be different. Now, okay, watch this. Cohen's move out a little further so we can see that you're different. Okay, so Cohen goes over here and he does right. Sometimes following right means looking at what he did and saying, that guy did right. maybe I want to do right. So any of you want to follow Cohen? Anybody else want to do right? Okay, go ahead. That's good. Anybody else want to do right? Anybody else? You want to do right, Daniel? Yeah, that was a good choice. Okay, you guys can sit down. Do you see how that worked? Do you see how that worked? You know what? Was it a good thing that Cohen decided to do right? Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, what did it do when he decided to do right? Now, was it good when the rest started following? See, listen, following is not always bad, but it's good. It's only good when you're following right. But when other people are doing right, it's good to follow them. And here we see that Caleb was following God. We should follow God, and we should follow other people that God is using. It is not always bad to follow, but as long as it's right. Kids, there's two things, and there's two reasons why Caleb is one of my favorite characters. And that's because, first of all, he was willing to be different, and you need to be willing to be different than everybody else. Not just to be different. I want to be different. No, it's I want to be like God. I'm not going to do wrong. I'm going to do right. And so I'm willing to be different, even if no one else comes. I'm going to do right. That's the first reason. But the second reason is that God blessed him, is that he wholly and fully followed God. He was willing to do whatever God asked him to do. The word fully or wholly that's used here means completely. Whatever God wanted, however he wanted it, whenever he wanted, he was willing to do it. There weren't some things in his life that said, I'll do this, this, and this, but don't ask me to do that. That wouldn't be wholly following. He wholly and fully followed God. So the question is are you willing to do right? Not just partway, but all the way. Doing right. Kids, we're about done. But let me say, one of the biggest things that gets children not to follow God is they're too scared to be different from their friends. They're too scared to look at and say, he's different. He doesn't do what we do. She's different. We need to be like Caleb and say, it doesn't matter if I have to be different. I like to be with the group, but I can't do that. And I'm going to do right. I'm going to do right. And you know what? You doing right might be what the person beside you needs to do right also. If you do right and you come over here, this guy right here might say, I should probably do right. And then he comes over, and then the next one says, well, I should probably do right. See, there's nothing wrong with following right. We just want to make sure that we're following right and not wrong. So that's why Caleb is one of my favorite characters. Because Caleb, first of all, had a different spirit. He was willing to be different. Second of all, he would follow God with all of his heart. Kids, we need to follow God with all of our hearts, okay? I want you to bow your heads now and close your eyes. The same with you adults. I want you to think just a little bit. Go ahead and close your eyes. You don't need to look around. I know that's hard to do. But I want you to think just for a moment. And I want you to think about how you do things sometimes. You say, are you a follower? Are you a leader? We should lead and help people to do right. You know, here at church, you need to be a leader. Be an example to the rest of the children. Do right, especially you older ones. Do right and help the other ones. Do right. Be a good example. But as you're sitting here this evening or this afternoon, I want you to think just for a moment, you know, in your life. And I'm just, adults, you can think through this in your life as well, but I'm specifically asking the 12 children up here. I want to ask you, and I really mean it. I want you to close your eyes. I don't want you looking around. But kids, how many of you children would be willing to raise your hand and say, Pastor Madrid, I want to be like Caleb in the fact that I want to have another spirit. I'm willing to be different. and I also want to wholly follow the Lord. If you want to do that, just raise your hand really quickly. You say, I want to be like Caleb that way. I want to be like Caleb. That's very good. Dear Lord, I pray that you would help these children. For the most part, these kids want to be like Caleb. They want to do what's right. Lord, and there's adults out there. You know, we adults can have the same issues. We can look around and in our church and we can see other people and it can easily influence us. We can be influenced at work. We can be influenced just with our families. God, we're very prone to following in the wrong way. Lord, I pray that you would help us not to be followers in the wrong way, but to follow in the right way and follow you, Lord, with all of our hearts. And that in doing that, you would make us leaders and that other people would follow as well in the right path. God, would you help us to be Calebs for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go ahead and stand up. And this will be the